This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, making headlines is the bankruptcy filing of a pharmaceutical company because of their opioid alleged kickback scheme. Drug company Insys has asked the bankruptcy court to halt action against it due to this Ohio trial that's going to begin in October. They make sepsis, and they have filed for Chapter 11 protection and has asked for a court order barring government bodies from taking legal action against it while it's in bankruptcy. Now, this they've also been delisted from NASDAQ. They had agreed to pay $225 million to settle the federal government's criminal and civil investigation into their illegal marketing scheme. This sepsis is a fentanyl spray. It's a under-the-tongue form of pain medication. It's very interesting because when you read the, you know, ABC or any of the news outlets, and I'm grateful that they're reporting on it, but they word it as highly addictive under-the-tongue fentanyl spray. Yeah, it is highly addictive, but we need to stop for a second and realize the company didn't make the drug because it was addictive. The company made an under-the-tongue fentanyl spray, just like we have fentanyl lollipops and other things, because many people, you know, don't do well when they swallow narcotics. And they need pain fast. They need pain very quickly. This is a very fast-acting. This gives people relief. I mean, when anybody's in pain, they thank God and all the angels in heaven for fast pain relief. We just talked about that guy yesterday who got impaled by a bamboo that went through his chest. He was in agony until he finally got to the hospital. A spray like this might have kind of taken the edge off. I am ecstatic that we have the ability to get somebody out of pain. Unfortunately, we abused it. And we did stupid. So, apparently, convicted former Insys execs face up to 20 years in jail because in May, a Boston jury found John Kapoor, its founder, and four other former executives guilty of engaging in a racketeering conspiracy, to get doctors to overprescribe the substance. Kapoor is the first head of a drug company to face prison time for his role in the nationwide opioid crisis. CDC says this opioid crisis kills 130 Americans a day. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is about 100 times more potent than morphine, 50 times more potent than heroin. And so, what does this mean for you or I? Well, all right. Seeing drug companies get their due, if that's what, you know, makes people all excited and happy, might please a lot of people in the short term. Me as a doctor and as possibly a patient who, God forbid, might, you know, get into a car accident or something and might need something for pain, this kind of scares the hell out of me when you start throwing people in jail. A former physician assistant in New Hampshire was sentenced on Monday to 4 years of prison because he was convicted of charges that he accepted kickbacks in exchange for prescribing an addictive fentanyl spray. Now, that's guilty. Accepting kickbacks, that's wrong. You can't do that. Christopher Clough, 45 years old, was sentenced by U.S. Judge Joe LaPlante in Concord, New Hampshire, as they found him guilty on charges related to what was a huge probe of the Arizona-based drug maker. So if a doctor gets paid money in hand for each prescription he writes, you're going to jail. But what worries a lot of doctors, which is just seconds away from being the next conversation, is what if a pharmaceutical company, which is what they used to do, bought dinner, took everybody out to dinner as a thank you for prescribing the drugs? Is that a kickback? Well, some people, they're like, yeah. But for years, if a doctor liked a prescription, and somebody wanted to buy the staff dinner, go ahead. I mean, I like the prescription anyway. I would never let anybody spend money on me if I didn't like the drug. But if somebody wanted to give me a pen, nobody really took my staff out to dinner. They would have these dinners where you would go and learn and sit and talk. And you would be lectured to by somebody in your field or a specialist who would teach us about the drug. And then we would go to dinner and it would, be a great night. You get to eat for free. You get to learn, see some of the latest data on some of the new drugs. And, we don't have time to learn about all the new drugs. And a lot of you guys that take Lipitor or Zetia or Amlodipine, Norvasc, a lot of these medications, we learned about them at these dinners, many of us. But if somebody could say, yeah, well, that's a kickback, and they're like, okay, whoa. It wasn't, because I wasn't paid to write a medicine. Now, salespeople all the time give incentives. You have incentives to, so many industries. Well, if you sell our appliances, or if you sell our product, or you sell our brand, we'll do that. I mean, that happens in all these other industries. The problem is people died. They died from fentanyl. They died from heroin. And now, that's a problem. And any kickback is illegal. So I'm not exactly sure did they just outright give cash? Or did they do it under the guise of dinners or company car? I don't know. But now you have a lot of doctors out there or pharmaceutical companies going, okay, wait a second, okay? Let's just completely get out of narcotics, completely. I don't want anybody trying to say that my getting a dinner or a pen is a kickback. We're just done. And we have millions of people in pain that are having trouble finding a doctor and will later have trouble finding a product if companies are afraid they're going to go to jail or need to file bankruptcy. 1-877-DOCTOR. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to.
Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say that humans gobble up a credit card size amount of plastic every week. 5 grams of microplastics are in our weekly diets. That's as much as an ATM card. According to a new study led by researchers at the University of Newcastle, Australia, said for the first time, the study offers precise estimations on the amounts of plastic ingested by humans. That's according to Dr. Tava Palanisamy, who took part in the study. She told the Brussels Times, the researchers analyzed more than 50 studies on microplastics and discovered that most of the 2,000 particles ingested every week came from our regular drinking water. Even if it wasn't bottled, even if it was tap. Well, and we wonder why our metabolism is slowing and why we're getting obese. Palanisamy says the results provide a foundation for future studies on the health impacts of inadvertently ingesting plastic. Perhaps surprisingly, they said shellfish was the second most common source of plastic in a person's diet. Beer and salt were also sources of plastic. The WWF, what does the WWF stand for? No, I don't think it has to do with boxing. Oh, the World Wildlife Fund for Nature. Okay. The WWF, thank you Fox News, says that it hopes the study will ring the alarm for governments to take action and regulate plastic waste. Plastics are polluting not only our oceans and waterways, but also marine life and humans. Urgent global action is needed to face this crisis. All right. I have a huge problem with paper straws. Is it California and some states outlawing plastic straws? And I need to take a step back and I need to apologize because I really don't like us absorbing as much plastic. You know, the reason why we went to plastic is because we wanted to save the trees. Remember in the 70s and 80s, you go to the grocery store and you get those big brown paper bags. And we had paper all over the place. And then they're like, you know what, we could use plastic. We could save the trees. And we were like, yeah, let's save the trees. Whether you were Democrat or, you know, Republican, you like trees. You like trees. So we're like, all right, we'll do the whole plastic thing. Well, now plastic's everywhere. Plastic's getting into the fish. So now the fish are eating plastic. Right? They're in our water supply, you know. And plastic might be fueling the obesity crisis, as well as us eating too much. Because our body doesn't know what to do with plastic, and it slows down our metabolism. I really believe that. Which is why I don't like to drink water from plastic water. I like to use these more aluminum, or not aluminum, I don't like aluminum as much, but like stainless steel containers for my water. So, we have plastic everywhere. And so, you know, when a state decided to outlaw plastic straws, my problem with the paper straw is it gets soggy. And the more chemicals they add to the paper to make it more stiff, I'm like, okay, what am I doing? Just give me the plastic. You know, what are they doing to try to make these paper straws less soggy? And then you're absorbing paper. If they don't have the certain chemicals right to keep it stiff. So, at that point, and then again, I'm like, you're going to paper straws, what about the trees? So we're kind of at, we don't know what to do. I mean, we used to not have this issue because we would use ceramic bowls. We would use ceramics. We would use copper. We would use metals. And we would reuse the same bowl. Now we're like, well, no, because what if we don't do dishes? And if we don't do dishes and somebody does the dishes half-assed, like my kids do, now you could get, you know, a foodborne illness, right? Because they didn't wash the dishes well. So why don't we just do paper plates? Oh, that's paper. What about styrofoam? Well, that's styrofoam. What about plastic? We could use these plastic plates that we can wash, throw in the dishwasher. They're cheap. They don't break. It's in millions of pieces when you drop them on the floor. And we've just evolved and evolved and evolved to just be more on the go, quick, you know, disposable. Then we went to so much disposable. Remember, everything was disposable. Then we started to use paper plates, paper cups, all this disposable stuff. And then we have the issue of, wait a second, we need to recycle. So now we try to recycle. And I don't know what the answer is. Going back old school, I don't know. I mean, stainless steel, it's really hard for pathogens to grow on stainless steel. But if you have rotting food on there, it's going to be on the rotting food. You still need to clean them. But we definitely overuse our, we definitely overdo it with plastic. That's why, like, you know, with water bottles, I don't like drinking water bottles from, you know, water bottles. I'd rather drink yummy water, but not in plastic form. So just something to think about. We take in a lot of plastic. I don't think that's really, really good. Now, this is an interesting story. Remember I told you I took care of a patient who had breast tissue under her arm? The breast tissue extended under her arm. And so when she had a baby, a couple days later, when her milk came in, I think she had a C-section, and so we had her in the hospital for 3 days. Her arms were out to her side, and milk was dripping from her underarms. It's because she had breast tissue under her arm. Well, a woman apparently had breast tissue in her vulva and started lactating there. A 29-year-old woman recently gave birth to her second child when she developed severe pain on the right side of her vulva. Doctors noticed she had a lot of swelling in an area where she had received sutures. So they thought maybe she got an abscess. But after 4 days of giving birth, she developed swelling on both sides of her vulva. And then she noticed milky white fluid in the vagina. She said she had a similar swelling in that area after her first pregnancy. Well, then the doctors are like, whoa, this is breast tissue. Ectopic breast tissue, or breast tissue found somewhere in the body outside the breast. So doctors performed an ultrasound, and they could see that the tissue looked exactly like lactating breast tissue, except it was in the vulva. It appeared the right side was particularly swollen and painful because the sutures were covering an excretory duct, so she started becoming gorged. Once the sutures were removed, the pain immediately left, and she was able to express the milk. Now, this report is published in the July issue of the Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. Dr. Richard Mayer of the Department of Gynecology, Obstetrics, and Gynecologic Endocrinology at Kepler University Hospital in Austria treated the patient. He said he's never seen this before. I've never seen ectopic breast tissue down there. How the hell did it travel? But then, she could be at risk for breast cancer down there. They've got to remove it. They're going to have to remove this breast tissue. They say 1% to 5% of female infants are born with ectopic or accessory breast tissue. But it's very, very rare to find it down there. Most commonly, you see it in the armpit area. In some cases, some women will have additional nipples or areola, the pigment area around the nipple. Sometimes there's just breast tissue. Sometimes you have the nipple, sometimes you don't. But we don't really know you have this until you're pregnant, and then you get an extra breast. But it could become cancerous still. So we don't really have specific guidelines. Most of the time it gets removed because of cosmetic issues. I would request it to be removed because it's really hard to mammogram the vagina. So, well, this woman's pain, swelling, and milk secretion did decrease over the next couple weeks. She was still able to continue breastfeeding normally. And the doctors have recommended that she get it removed because, again, of risk of cancer. So if anybody does have swelling in the vaginal area, especially if you're lactating, you might have breast tissue there. Just something to think about. It just blows my mind. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A New Jersey Dunkin' Donut employee tests positive for hepatitis A. So now customers have to be warned. If you went to Dunkin', actually they aren't even calling it Dunkin' Donuts. I think they're calling Dunkin' now. Between May 18th and June 1, they're being warned of hepatitis A. Apparently, the Gloucester County Health Department said an individual worked at the 460 Herfville Kroskies Road location and has tested positive. So if you ate or drank beverages there, you might be at risk. There is post-exposure prophylaxis that they could do. It's a hepatitis A vaccine or immune globulin that could kind of block hepatitis from infecting your liver. If you aren't vaccinated against hepatitis A, it might be a nice thing to do. You have to get it in two steps, two shots. Health officials said the vaccine should be received at the pharmacy or physician's office as soon as possible, no later than June 15th. So hepatitis A, you know, we have an outbreak going on, not so much in that neck of the woods, but we have these, I believe over 1,000 cases of hepatitis A that have been kind of circulating around, most of them in homeless populations. You kind of get it from oral fecal route if you're eating from a dirty plate or, you know, you're touching something that might have had somebody else's, you know, feces on it. Unfortunately, you could get exposed to the virus, get fatigue, low appetite, stomach pain, jaundice where you turn yellow, nausea. Some people get better on their own, but for some people, it can make them really sick. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is asserting executive privilege over documents involving the 2020 census. The House Oversight Committee is considering a contempt resolution against Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. Republican Congressman from North Carolina Mark Meadows is on that committee, and he says everyone should just hold their horses and wait for the Supreme Court.
When you have something that is actually being adjudicated by the Supreme Court, and we know that indeed that their decision will be made known to the American people and really be binding in law within the next 2 weeks, why the rush?
A second man is in custody in connection with Sunday shooting of former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz in the Dominican Republic. The suspect wasn't identified, but police had been looking for a man who pulled the trigger. Authorities say that man was apprehended on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love these articles that come out saying that a lot of us, what we doctors do is a waste of time. And I'm like, okay, we don't have that much time to begin with. And so you're telling us that some of the things we do is a waste of time? It implies that we're making you guys do things that are unnecessary. That's a problem. If we only have 5, 10, 15 minutes with you, and we're worried about you having cancer, or you having other sorts of pathology, and there's kind of a checklist of things that we need you to do, and you hear these reports that many things that we do are not necessary, that just makes our job all the more harder. So as a doctor, can I just kind of tell everybody to, slow down a little bit? and talk to us doctors about why we're doing it. Now, where I will agree with some scientists is if there are some things that we're doing that's overkill. I mean, does everybody need an EKG? Does everybody need a CAT scan? Does everybody need a thyroid ultrasound? Well, if doctors aren't going to get sued anymore for missing something that wasn't their fault, I mean, you know, you got cancer. If a doctor's not going to get sued anymore, I'll tell all other doctors to, you know, slow down a little bit, maybe cut some of their screening back. But while there's still lawsuits and doctors are still held liable for you getting cancer and failure to diagnose, no. Don't be telling us to cut back because you're not going to protect us from lawsuits. You know, there was a case where somebody was having headaches, didn't have insurance, but the medicine worked and the doctor refilled the medicine. The doctor told me that he did suggest an MRI, but the patient was like, oh, come on, I can't afford that. Just give me the medicine. And he's like, all right. Gave him the medicine. Well, the man ends up getting a brain tumor. Family sues. And what the patient and the family said in court was, well, of course he would have paid for the MRI. Nobody offered it to him. You're like, all right, whoa. So, after that case, a bunch of us doctors are like, oh, you know what, to heck with that, fine. If you have headaches, you're getting an MRI. I don't care whether you can afford it or not. When we're nice, sometimes we get screwed. Now, I did it a little differently. What I said was to my patients, I'm like, look, here's the thing, okay? I don't know why you're getting these headaches and why you're continuing to get them. They don't just, you know, typically fit the whole migraine look, you know, story. So here's an order for an MRI. Oh, I can't afford to do that. Okay, no problem. But at least you have in case you change your mind. Sometimes they run specials. There's some places that, you know, MRIs aren't $2,000 anymore. Some of them are $350. Some places have knocked down the prices of MRIs. So you don't have to have $2,000 anymore. Talk to your family about it. If the headaches get worse and you change your mind a month from now, 2 months from now, you don't have to spend money coming back to see me for a referral. You have it. That saves you money, and you can go and get yourself checked out. And that's how I did it. And some people were like, you know what? I do want, you know, that ability where I don't have to try to call you and get, you know, yeah, give me whatever order, and I'll decide if I want to do that. I gave them my opinion, and we went from there. So now we have this study that came out saying scientists are declaring that nearly 400 medical practices are, quote, ineffective. They say they hope this research published Tuesday in eLife will push for the de-adoption of ineffective standards commonly known as medical reversals. They said we wanted to build on these and other efforts to provide a larger, more comprehensive list for clinicians and researchers to guide practices that care for their patients more effectively and economically. So apparently the researchers searched randomized controlled trials published in the last 15 years in the Journal of American Medical Association, Lancet, New England Journal of Medicine. So they reviewed articles. And their work uncovered 296 medical reversals. And about 92% of the studies were conducted on subjects in high-income countries. Conversely, only 8% took place in low- or middle-income countries. And they said practices concentrating on cardiovascular disease were reversed 20% of the time. Meaning what they're saying is these medical reversals are, do they find that not doing something or changing their mode ended up having a better patient outcome? Now, I'm for science. I'm for not just being old school and being set in your ways. If there's new medicine, if there's new science behind something, for example, if an MRI ends up being better than a CAT scan or an ultrasound ends up being better on detecting something than a CAT scan, I'd love that data, and I'll run with it. But where we need to really be careful is if countries, especially countries like England and America and anybody that's, you know, trying to push this more socialized agenda when it comes to healthcare, tries to push these articles out there to make us do less medicine to save money. And we caught that happening in America. I showed you guys how that happened. A few years back, they said, all right, guys, don't be screening for prostate cancer. They still say that. Don't screen for prostate cancer. You get unnecessary biopsies. The USPSTF recommends against it. Or if you have prostate cancer, watch and wait. Just because your male patient has prostate cancer doesn't mean you have to be quick to treat. And I read that on air and I go, no, not if you're black. If you're a black man, you make sure they treat your prostate cancer because it could be more aggressive. And I don't know if anybody listened. But then about a year or two later, they go, oh, you know what? If you're African American or black, you need to, don't watch and wait the prostate cancer. You see? All right, everybody's different. So this idea of, oh, you guys, you don't need the EKG. You don't need the chest x-ray. You don't need, no. Okay, everybody's different. If you have a family history of heart disease, if you have high blood pressure, if you're obese, if you aren't very active, if you've been eating crappy for years, I'd get the EKG. And the EKG doesn't cost that much money. You know, maybe what we need to do, since nobody's going to agree on guidelines, we have guidelines, but a lot of us doctors don't agree on them, maybe what we need to do is make these tests cheaper. An EKG doesn't really cost that much money. I think it's like pennies, right, to run an EKG. It takes time. It takes interpretation. You're up for liability. So that costs money. But to actually do the EKG doesn't really cost a lot. Now, some people say, well, you know what? Computers can now read EKGs. Why don't you do that? Let computers read the EKG. No. Because I got to tell you, I've picked up strain. I've seen normal EKGs, and I'm like, this isn't normal. Something's not right. Where the computer reads it as normal, I'm like, no. Something's not right. That's why I picked up a tumor on a woman's heart. EKG looked great, but she had a tumor on her heart. And the only reason why I picked up on that is something did not seem right. And you only get that by reading thousands of, you know, EKGs and looking at the patient and taking everything into account. So I want you guys to be very, very skeptical and careful when they say, oh, well, there's a lot of things that, you know, we do that we might not have to do. That might be true. And I really do think we need to, you know, clean things up and we need to reevaluate. I mean, do we really need to put alcohol or hydrogen peroxide in people's ears when we flush them out? No. I was taught in the 90s to not do that. If you have wax in your ear and we're trying to flush it out, don't be putting hydrogen peroxide in there. Because if you have a opening with your tympanic membrane, you're now getting hydrogen peroxide into the behind ear, and it could kill cells. So I stopped using hydrogen peroxide. I'm like, hell with that, I'll just use saline. So, yeah, there are things we do that we probably, you know, should revise. But we also need to make sure there's no secondary gain. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. We're going to wonder what went wrong unless we get our acts together. Ebola has already spread to Uganda now. Uganda has now recorded 3 cases of the Ebola virus disease, signaling that the outbreak in the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo has spread. Now, we're at the 10-month mark of when it started, this latest outbreak. Even though there was one a few months prior, and then they said, oh, it's ended. And I was like, no, don't say any outbreak has ended, because then all of a sudden, a month or two later, we hear more cases. But unfortunately, we have a child who has died. The country's first case, Uganda's country, right? 5-year-old child traveled from the DRC to Uganda on June 9th, has died today, according to the Uganda's health minister. So this marks a huge new phase of the outbreak. Puts a lot more pressure on the World Health Organization, stepping up their appeals for more help. You know, we're putting pressure on the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization is asking us to help. Why are they asking us for help? What could we do? Well, they got these insurgents that are fighting them as they're trying to, and aid workers are trying to vaccinate, quarantine, and treat these people. Doctors or nurses are being shot at. Facilities are being set on fire, bombed. I mean, how are they supposed to contain Ebola? And we're like, well, it's your problem over there. You guys got this. No, they don't got this. They need help. So the child was in an Ebola treatment unit in Uganda. And now anybody that came in contact with the patient is being monitored. So what does Uganda do in preparation? Uganda done. Well, they've already vaccinated nearly 4,700 health workers in 165 facilities, including the one in which the child was being cared for. And this is, I believe, the first death in their country, whereas we've seen already 1,000 in the DRC. And so, according to Jennifer Nuzzo, a senior scholar at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, says, though unsurprising, this is an unfortunate development that illustrates what we've long feared, that the deadly outbreak of Ebola in DRC may spread beyond borders and threaten other countries. While Uganda is quite adept at controlling Ebola outbreaks, battling Ebola in multiple countries is much harder endeavor, than one that is contained geographically. So, I mean, the writing is on the wall. This will not be controlled. This will not end unless we kind of have a more consolidated approach. And people are like, well, what could we do? We're talking about a little militia. We have all of us countries. We can't stop that, stop the violence, really. I'm not sure exactly what other countries need to do, but I bet if we send 20 soldiers from all of our countries, everybody, you know, have 20 soldiers come down, surround these health treatment centers, the little vaccination camps, I think the militias are going to back off a little bit when we have thousands of military from all over in a combined force telling them to stop it. Man, I know it's not that simple. Easier said than done. But this is kind of ridiculous. I mean, how big is this militia that's causing all this mayhem in the Congo? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many hundreds or thousands, but I'm sure if we other countries group together, we can help stop it. And come out unscathed, because, again, we look pretty powerful. I mean, maybe we need to set up military bases. I know we have to kind of go out there and find the people and then treat the people and then, you know, move them over, but maybe we need to have, you know, military bases and camps. But Ebola is some scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a doctor discovers 100 bubble tea pearls in a child's abdomen. 100 of these. And it's a 14-year-old girl from Zhejiang province in China who apparently had bubble tea. It's a very popular drink. And, you know, or do we call it boba out here? They're those tapioca balls under the tea. And usually there's like 40, 50 of them sometimes in the drink. And we eat them all and we get really, really full. So unfortunately, she got very, very constipated. She also lacked appetite, had a bunch of stomach aches. So when you look at the image, you see tons of them in her stool. So a doctor by the name of Zhang Luzhen performed a CT and found 100 undigested tapioca pearls. Now, apparently, she drank a cup right before she was hospitalized. I don't know how many she would drink a day, but apparently 100 of these is too much. And the average drink could have about 40, 50. So the 14-year-old was given laxatives, sent home. We don't know what her current condition is, but my guess is she did a lot of poo-poos, and hopefully they all came out. Now, these bubble tea pearls add calories to the drink. Yeah, good. We call them boba. But because they're full of starch, they're hard to digest. So just a thought, if your kids really like it, my kids love it, but I, you know, in moderation, people. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So Tyson has had to recall ready-to-eat chicken fritters because there was plastic in the products. We just talked about how people eat about a credit card worth of plastic a week. Tyson Foods had to recall 190,000 pounds of ready-to-eat chicken fritters that were distributed to food service locations nationwide after the company received complaints from schools. Apparently, this is what is served at school lunches. The items were produced February 28, 2019, and packaged in 8-pound bags. So, they're fully cooked, holy grain, golden crispy chicken chunk fritters. Now, school lunch program, I'm going to use them from what I understand. Tyson is concerned, started the recall, and the company said they were going to start installing metal detecting devices to ensure product safety following 12 million pounds of frozen-to-eat chicken strips over previous complaints of contamination. So whenever you bite into food, bite and look. I don't think anybody really ever kind of looks at what they eat. Is it safe to drink alcohol when pregnancy? Well, last year a study said, yeah, it's fine. Now, no. Another study says no alcohol during pregnancy. According to research from the scientists at the University of Oxford and University of Queensland, they found that alcohol blocks the development of blood vessels in the placenta. Now, they only studied this in rats, but the placenta is basically the blood source, helps filter and brings nutrients to the baby. It's really soft and cuddly. Baby uses it as a pillow. Mine used it as a punchy bag. But if the placenta starts to harden or scar or whatever, baby can unfortunately not have a lot of fluid and then unfortunately not make enough fluid and could have some issues. And they found that babies whose mothers drank alcohol, those babies would be born with low birth weights. And so they think what happens is it prevents blood flow and other fluid flow to the baby. They looked at female animals who were much more dramatically affected by alcohol exposure, with 17% lower birth rates and 32% less blood vessel development in the placenta. See, we knew alcohol was bad to the developing fetus, but they want to know why is it bad. Now, what is low birth weight? Well, according to this study, they say low birth weight is if they're under 8 pounds, 5 ounces. That doesn't make sense. A lot of babies are born 6 pounds. I would say low birth weight would be under 6 pounds, maybe under 5 pounds. So I think 8 pound 5 ounces is a huge, you know, I don't know, maybe they changed the guidelines. I'll have to double check. However, alcohol raises blood pressure, could cause vasoconstriction. We really don't recommend pregnant women doing it. The only time we recommended was years ago when, unfortunately, people would undergo, premature labor. And we noticed alcohol slowing that down. But we don't recommend it these days. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.